One of the nation's busiest shipping channels remains out of commission as the wreckage from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge continues to block the shipping lane. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said it's going to take everyone working together over a long period of time to get the shipping channel up and running again and the bridge rebuilt.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse. Government is working hand in hand with industry to investigate the area, to clear the wreck, and to move the ship.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the accident. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says federal transportation rules will take the findings into account in the regulation, design, and building of future bridges.
What we do know is a bridge like this one, completed in the 1970s, was simply not made to withstand a direct impact on a critical support pier from a vessel that weighs about 200 million pounds, orders of magnitude bigger than cargo ships that were in service in that region at the time that the bridge was first built.
Coast Guard Admiral Peter Gautier said there wasn't anything in the ship's recent history that indicated any major mechanical problems or anything that would have necessitated the Coast Guard boarding and inspecting the ship.
In terms of our examination, this particular ship had a fairly good safety record.
Divers have recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers killed in the accident. The huge vessel, called the Dolly, is nearly as long as the Eiffel Tower is tall. It was carrying nearly 4,700 shipping containers, 56 of them with hazardous materials inside. Officials said 13 of those were destroyed. However, experts who inspected the contents identified them as perfumes and soaps. The economic impact of the destruction of a major artery into and out of Baltimore and a shutdown of a major shipping channel for what's expected to be weeks hasn't yet been fully determined. Scott Cowan is president of the International Longshoremen's Association. He said the union is working hard to come up with ways to assist members who may be out of work while the Port of Baltimore is shut down.
You know, they're going to collect unemployment, and we're going to see what we can do about getting some pandemic relief money that we had up at our international, trying to help us out with that so we can bridge the gap for many of our members and put food on the table for their families.
Meanwhile, the governors of New York and New Jersey said they're willing to take on cargo shipments that have been disrupted to try to minimize supply chain problems. The World Association of Waterborne Transport Infrastructure says that there were 35 major bridge collapses due to barge or ship collisions from 1960 to 2015. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.